Well, certainly 10 years ago, I guess, the decision-making in lung cancer treatment for the drug treatment of lung cancer, I don't know what to say, it wasn't that interesting. No. There were treatments that were out there. They had some ability to help some people. They clearly did, but it was not... It was far from perfect, and there weren't very many different variations on the theme. But now, in addition to these drugs that you're talking about, that particular gene defects might say, use this drug versus another, now you have this explosion of new immunotherapies where you're activating the immune system to go after lung cancer. You've treated lung cancer for a long time. Was this a surprise that lung cancer would be one of the ones where this would work as well as it has?
I think initially, yes, but I think what we've learned is that because lung cancer traditionally has been associated with smoking, and smoking causes all these nasty mutations in cancer, that cancer can appear more foreign the more mutations it has. But I think we were all surprised. You have to remember, we've been trying to exploit the whole idea of immunotherapy for 50 years in all solid tumor malignancies, and we've really been unsuccessful for the most part up until the past 5 to 10 years. And this idea, such a patient-centric strategy, harnessing the patient's own immune system to turn against the cancer, I think we're all surprised to see the outcomes that we have seen over the past 2 or 3 years, not only for patients with advanced stage disease, where we're not curing patients, but we're extending their life, but now we're starting to see a potential to cure patients or raise the cure rate or chances of cure with using immunotherapy at early stages of disease, of lung cancer. And that's been the real surprise, I think, at the past probably 12 months.
So on a very sort of personal level, when I started some 30 years ago treating genitourinary cancers, the prostate cancer, men did not do very well at all. And it was astonishing after 10 years, 20 years, 30 years later to look back and say, my expectation when I would see a man with advanced prostate cancer was nothing like it was when I started. Yeah. We were thinking about many different things, a lot of them related to how healthy they were with their cancer in remission or disappeared, survivorship issues. That's something that really wasn't thought about in lung cancer even a decade ago. How has your frame of mind changed as you see someone with advanced lung cancer? It must be totally different.
We have to reset the point and reframe how we view this disease. And expectations have to be also set with patients now a little differently. We know there's what we call a tail of the curve for many of these patients, meaning that there are a subset of patients even with advanced stage disease that are cured or are living 5 years with immunotherapy. So I tell patients now, I try to be balanced. I say, you know, we've got these new drugs, they're very exciting, and the sky is the limit, but we also have to temper the enthusiasm because some of the times the drugs don't work and we have to move on to clinical trials. So I try to have a balanced message, but certainly I have reframed the way I view this and have level set with a different set of expectations with immunotherapy playing a role in most patients that I treat.